Just feel free to have a comfortable position, whether you are lying down or sitting. You can also stand if you wish. Make sure you're warm enough and comfortable enough. We take a good deep breath and let go on the exhale. The subject tonight is kindness, tuv lev. I will start with a poem in English. Now, translate the weird words. At the corner store, Alison Lutterman wrote it. It was a new old man behind the counter, skinny, brown and eager, Nilhav. He greeted me like a long-lost daughter, as if we both came from the same world. Someplace warmer and more gracious than this cold city. I was thirsty and alone. Sick at heart, grief-soiled, and his face lit up as if I were his prodigal daughter returning. Bitoa mu'adefet, prodigal daughter, returning. Coming back to the freezer bins in front of the register, kupa, which were still and always filled with the same old cable ice cream, glidat rakavot kazot, ice cream sandwiches and cheap frozen greens. Back to the knobs of beef and packages of hot dogs. These familiar shelves with potato chips and corn chips, stacked up beer boxes and immortal Jim Bean. Shemot shel junk food. Whiskey. Okay. I lumbered to the case and bought my precious bottled water. And he returned my change, beaming, zoreach, as if I were the bright new buds on the just bursting open cherry trees. As if I were everything beautiful, struggling to grow. And he was blessing me as he handed me my dime, the odef, over the dirty counter and the plastic tube of red licorice wipes. This old man, that didn't speak English, beamed out love to me in the iron week after my mother's death. So that when I emerged from his store, my whole cocked life, akumim shel chayim akumim sheli, what a beautiful failure, glowed gold like a sunset after rain. Frustrated city dogs were yelping, vrim, in their yards, mad with passion behind their chain-linked fences. And in the driveway of a peeling paint house, a woman and a girl danced to contagious reggae. Reggae in the back. Praise Allah, Jah, the Buddha, Kuan Yin, Jesus, Mary, and even jealous Jehovah for eyes, hands of the divine everywhere. So, let's just sit with these words and remember our capacity to be kind. Kind to ourselves. Kind to others. Like this new old man behind the counter that was beaming love just because he didn't know. He didn't know anything about that woman who wrote the poem. He didn't know she lost her mother just that week. But he knew enough. So he just acted with love and wisdom. If you wish, you can work with a sentence. May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to others. And if you're connected, you can feel like it, you can use the sentence, may there be kindness. So just sitting or lying down comfortably, see if you can bring this quality of kindness to Vlev. Softness, acceptance to your experience right now. Maybe you've been through a rough day today, or the past week, or the past year. Or maybe it's been hard lately. Can you be friends with it? Very gently offer this gift of kindness to the inner places that are hurt, wounded. Longing for this kind of quality to touch them, to help them melt, relax and change, finally change, maybe healed. You can reflect back on today, all the places that you felt this pain of isolation, or the feeling of not belonging, or feeling strange, or judging yourself, criticizing yourself for doing too much, too little, not enough. Whatever it is that the inner critic is singing in your ears. And just bring kindness, softness, May there be kindness. May I be kind to myself. Even this simple wish can sometimes be enough. Allow the heart to open up and melt. And let go of its resistance, painful resistance. See if you can offer kindness instead. Just in the same way as you would treat a child that is innocent and soft and tender, and you want the best for her or him. May I be kind to myself. All the ways in which we've been down on ourselves for not being enough, being too much, being different from an idea that we might have in the head. Very painful. Can we just meet this pain and offer it kindness? Sometimes it's helpful to use imagination. And if you wish, you can think of someone that you know or don't know. that was or can be very kind to you. You can really imagine how she or he looking at you with total acceptance, total kindness. With love. And just seeing yourselves through this person's eyes. It might be someone you know or embodiment of these qualities like the Buddha or Jesus or Kuan Yin, the goddess of compassion. Or whatever you want. See if you can look at yourself through their eyes. What would they see? How would they feel? Just love. Just compassion. Only kindness. You can come back to the phrases if they work for you. May I be kind to myself? Or if it feels too personal, may there be kindness. Sometimes we have to relearn this skill because we have forgotten many years of practicing non-kindness made us forget. So we come back to what is our right, our birthright, kindness, tuv lev. Mi ten veye tova l'atzmi. Remember that often with this kind of practice, we do not see the results immediately, but only after some time. Often it's like that. So please don't stop just because you don't feel anything. In case you don't feel anything. מי יתן ויהיה טוב עם עצמי, יהיה רך עם עצמי. מי יתן ואלמד רכות, טוב לב. Bless yourself. If you wish, you can also bring to mind a person that you know that is having difficult times. Maybe it's someone you know, or someone you don't know. Maybe it's someone back at home, or someone here in the retreat. And see how the heart opens by itself. If we just allow it. And we can wish or bless the other person. May you know kindness. May you feel kindness. And remember, the results are completely not in our hands. Just the intention. That's what counts. you can also go back to the phrases we met last time, if you wish. And be more specific with the wishing or blessing. מי ייתן ותהיי מוגנת ובטוחה. משוחררת מכאב פנימי או חיצוני. מי ייתן ותחיה בקלות, באיזון, בשמחה. מי ייתן ותהיה מאושר באמת. משוחרר, חופשי. So may you be safe and protected, free from inner or outer pain. May you live with ease, with joy, with balance. May you be truly happy, liberated, free. So if you find these sentences working for you, great. If it's too many words, you can just pick one. Or come back to kindness. May I remember kindness. Just where the, when the mind goes many different places and come back to his favorite habit pattern of judging, neglecting, criticizing, being negative, or whatever it is that causes pain. May I remember kindness. When you hear this judgment, the automatic judgment that is rising up, and you know so well about yourselves, about others, same, same. May I remember kindness. So when we have someone in mind and we feel hostility or not, rejection, aversion, tria, see if you can come back to kindness anyway. And you don't have to wait until you feel anything or be good or whatever. But just help the mind to remember. May I be kind. May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to others. So I want to invite you to incline the mind, to invite the mind into this frequency of kindness in every moment of life. Not just now, when we sit or lie down and it's like metta time. But also when you go out the door now and you go to your rooms or you take a walk or you take a shower or whatever it is. Whatever it is. Just remember kindness to yourself, to others. So the time has come to 9:30, it's bedtime. Have a good rest, good sleep, sweet dreams, and see you all in the morning.